Everybody, welcome back to Amanda's World. This week we had on Asher. You learn more about him in this episode. Thanks for listening. I'll see you guys for Thursday's upload.
Hey, welcome back to Amanda's World. This week we have Asher. I will let him introduce himself.
Hi, everybody. My name's Asher. I'm super happy to be on. So a little bit about me. I have my own business. I do social media management for a bunch of businesses in my area and beyond. Yeah, I'm really here to talk to other young entrepreneurs and young people, hopefully inspire them to start their own business or pursue what they want to pursue. And yeah, I'm excited.
Thank you for coming on. So can you like tell us how you started like getting to where you are today? I always ask everybody to just like say how they started because a lot of my audience doesn't know who you are. Obviously they know who I am, but they don't know who you are. So
yeah, so I started probably, I was pretty young. I was probably like in 9th grade, 10th grade.
Okay. What grade are you in now, just for comparison?
I'm a junior.
Okay.
Yeah, so probably 9th grade. Probably, yeah, like early 9th grade. Because it started about 2 years ago, and I got my first technically client. Is a real estate agent that I was referred to, and I did some social media work for him. I still do some work for him to this day, but it really stemmed out from there. I was like, there are so many businesses that could be like posting and interacting and building a community on social media. And it stemmed from there. And I started reaching out to more businesses, and I slowly from there grew an agency. But yeah, I started really young. And I think like, it doesn't matter how young you are. Age totally doesn't matter. You can start a business, absolutely, a passion, whatever it may be.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm going to just add on to that for a second. I went to high school with this kid and middle school with this kid. We'll call him the Libra because I can't use his real name on here. He flips. If I use his real name, he absolutely flips. But he started off social media management when we were only in the 7th grade, and he used to manage this like SoundCloud rapper from our high school, I mean from our middle school. Mm-hmm. And it was really funny because I had just started social media and he used to manage me. So that's how I started, mm-hmm, was with him managing me. He actually picked up that gig over the summer again, and then I dropped him. I had 2 managements over the summer, and I dropped him. And it's really funny because you don't, like, at the age that you start at, it looks good on resumes.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Yeah, and, like, 7th grade, that's awesome. You know,
yeah.
I love when I see somebody
funny
that
enough,
young that's doing that.
Funny enough, he taught me how to, like, reach out to brands, how to run a podcast, everything in the 7th grade. And funny enough, mm-hmm, we had a little falling out, and I was like, maybe I'll run a podcast and see if I can get more followers than him. That was my goal. I had more followers than him in my first month of podcasting because I did everything he told me to do. And he didn't click on to that when he had found out that I was doing everything he taught me. And he, mm-hmm, was doing the same exact thing and had a lesser following than me.
There you go. Make it a competition. That makes it fun.
Yeah, it is really funny because he came on the podcast this summer as a guest. And it was really funny because I was doing everything he taught me and he just didn't catch on.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. So now what's been your favorite part about social media, like doing social media?
So, I mean, I have to say like my strongest point is messaging. How can we get this brand's messaging across to its target audience? And, yeah, so that's like our big focus. How can we create content that really gets their brand across in the way that they want it? So, you know, I started with like graphics and then we moved on to short form videos that have been doing good. But it's really just like the strategy behind how we want to get this brand across that just excites me every day. I love putting that thought into my post. How are we going to make this resonate?
Absolutely. I actually had just learned to do graphics over the summer and do my own graphics. And I'm starting to do that. I use Adobe.
Yeah.
And I make my own graphics. I love it personally.
Yeah, Adobe's great. I think my team just uses Canva. We love Canva.
Canva is great. I made business cards off of there one time. Canva is great. I like Adobe a little bit more because I like doing like the like digital designing, like drawing.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to use Adobe for that.
I gotta check that out. Adobe, and then what's the other big one? There's
Premiere.
Premiere. Yeah, that's a big one. I use check that one out.
I use Premiere. I use Mac. We just had this conversation that my mom calls every single time I'm recording. She just called me.
Yeah, it's so funny because you were mentioning before that your mom called you. you know, parents, you got to take the phone for parents. You know, clients, it's like I have my set working hours, but with my mom and dad, you know,
absolutely. They get their time every What's time. Been like the worst situation where you're like working and your mother has called you? I had her call me while I was interviewing Chantel, who did the music, who signed the song Impossible back in the early 2000s. I was in an interview with her and my mom called me and I had to like pause it and it looked so unprofessional.
That's funny. Yeah, my, you know, whenever I'm in meetings with clients, sometimes my mom doesn't know I'm in meetings. And she just like comes in the door and says like, yeah, you know, do this or whatever. It's funny, but you know, your parents, your family, they're the most important.
Always answer. You want to know something so funny? Before I got on the phone with you, I told her I was recording a podcast and I call her after because she called me 5 minutes before I got on with you. And I told her I'd call her after I'm done with this and she still called me.
Yeah, there you go.
It's parents for you. And you know what's really funny? When you said about interrupting, she has walked upstairs in the middle of my room while I was recording and has showed up with, like, dirty laundry telling me to go put it away and I'm on the phone with somebody.
Same deal with me. I totally feel you.
I know. That's why I like not living at home because I'm like, I don't have to worry about her barging in here. But she'll call me or she'll FaceTime me. And then my computer goes off because she's FaceTiming me.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, we were talking about the editing. Sorry, guys. What do you... Adobe Premiere is really good. Canva... I use Spotify, like, Anchor editing. It comes with my app.
Yeah, is that for your podcast? Or
yeah, I use that for my podcast, fun fact. Okay. I guess I'm going to expose myself for a second. I don't edit a man's world unless I have to.
Yeah.
I like to keep everything real.
More natural.
I like it.
Yeah, but for Premiere, like, I got to check that out because that's something, like, everybody talks about. Like, we just use Canva for our graphics, and then we use Canva for some videos. And then my editors, they use their own software. I don't know if they
Premiere is great, except it's really expensive.
Yeah.
Premiere is not cheap. Adobe, I use it under my school account, so it's covered by my college. But Premiere,
oh, that's good.
Premiere is not cheap. I used to pay for it, and I stopped paying for it recently because it just couldn't, it was so expensive.
Yeah, yeah. There's definitely probably, you know, cheaper options, but Premiere is like, but like if you want something really good like editing wise for videos, like it's worth the price. I think that's what my editors use.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So I
gotta check it out for graphics editing.
Absolutely. It is really good. I have a friend that uses Premiere and they love it. I like using Adobe better. That's just my opinion. So now I always ask this, I love to put people on the spot. Who has been your favorite client that you've worked with? Like somebody who you look up to or somebody that you're like, oh my god, I can't believe I got them as a client.
Yeah, I mean, gee, that's tough because all my clients I learned something like new from, you know, like they're all business owners, like they all get along super well. I mean, I don't know, probably my real estate clients are pretty fun to work with in general just because I love the real estate industry, but there's no one in particular.
I always get asked this question and I always say the same thing. I do two types of interviews. So I do like Long Island. I'm from Long Island, just to clarify. So I do Long Island interviews. I love my hometown interviews and for some reason they do the best. I have on a celebrity, no views. You bring on somebody from my hometown, hundreds of views.
Long Island, there you go.
Long Island. They love my Long Island interviews. But my favorite client person that I have met by far was probably Chantel or Morgan Evans. Or I had interviewed Cooper Noriega 2 days before he had passed away.
Wow, that's so cool that you're interviewing all these sorts of people. That's
amazing. And may Cooper rest in peace. Yeah. I had met Cooper 2 days before he had passed, so. Now this next question, I'm like thinking, I always like to ask this, how do you manage school? Like, I was a high school student in your shoes doing this when I was in the 10th grade all the way to senior year. How do you manage school and social media?
I don't. Yeah, Google Calendar helps a lot, that's for sure. You know, planning out my day, having structure. Mm-hmm. Naturally, just like me as a person, I'm very like spontaneous. Okay. Like I don't have a rigid structure.
Okay.
You know, I just do stuff when I feel like it, but I've had to like go against that and actually like block out time for stuff.
Do you go to public school?
Public school, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give you a tip. I'm saying this now that I have graduated. I used to con my teachers into letting me be excused from class to go sit in the studio to edit or do school or do podcasting.
I shouldn't say this, but when I'm in class and if I'm not like learning anything, like I'm on my computer.
Oh no,
you know,
I wasn't in class. I was in the studio. I wasn't in class. I used to sit in like the SSC in the student support center when I was supposed to be in class because I got excused because I didn't want to be in class. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be doing stuff for the podcast, and I said that I have more important things to do, and it worked. And I proudly will say that I graduated with honors. So
there you go.
Yes.
You don't need to sit through every single class to do good in school.
And I will say,
a testament to that.
Okay, and I will be honest, the most supportive teacher was Ms. Gregory Paul. Mr. Paul, for facts, was the best teacher. He used to always let me cut class to go to the studio. He didn't care. He smart and present and let me go. I can say that because he no longer works at the high school.
There you go. That's, you got to have one teacher like
that. I have one teacher who had my back.
There you go.
He was the best, and he used to let my best friend cut with me, so... And I can also proudly say that when I was supposed to be in resource room, I was in a custodial class. I was in a practice room with Kelsey while she was practicing her violin, and I was doing podcast stuff. I can also proudly say that now that I have graduated.
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff in common. I do all that stuff.
Oh yeah.
You know, if I'm not like learning anything valuable, like I'm gonna put my time to different use. You know?
Exactly. I used to be answering emails in class. They had Go Guardian on my computer, and I decided to, like, after they gave me a new Chromebook, I was like, screw it, they can't get Go Guardian on if I have my own computer. So I did that, and they weren't able to access Go Guardian on my computer anymore.
There you go. Yeah, I think I emailed you
in
class, probably.
One of the tricks that I used, also, okay, I probably shouldn't say this, but I was a frequent flyer to not be in class my senior year. I actually had, I got in a lot of trouble. But because we had a new AP who I adore, I loved her, but she was very strict with me. But, you know, her keeping me on task is the reason I graduated, so.
There you go. You got a balance.
And I will also tell you something. The other way I managed school in this was I took a broadcasting class in high school where I had studio time every day.
Yeah, that's great. I think I'm planning to do something similar next year where I'm going to do, like, an independent project where – My team and I are going to be working on client stuff during school and getting credits for that. So, yeah, any opportunity to blend the two together, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Also, I do want to give a little disclaimer here. If you go to Northport High School and hear this, do not snitch on me. I know, like, half the administration, half of the teachers, most of the students are subscribed to me. Listen, I did what I did. What I had to do to manage social media in school, and look where I am now in college, perfectly fine. And just want to put a disclaimer here that I'm going to class. I have all afternoon classes. My mornings are free to myself, and I go to X classes in the afternoon. I'm out by 4 every day. And yes, I'm actually attending class for everybody who's going to ask. I just had to put that disclaimer.
Yeah, you got to be careful. You know, your high school might write a letter to your college.
No, they won't do that. I'll get a text like, are you going to class?
Yeah.
This is really funny. There's one person who I know subscribed who listens to me, and I know I'm going to get an email with a, did you go to class today? So.
Yeah. I have friends that try and hold me accountable, and sometimes I listen, you know. No, most of the time I do go to class myself. There's only a few times where, like, you know, I'm busy with my emails.
Yeah.
You know, I end up late, but I went
to class. One thing that I did my senior year is I took a double lunch. So I was off 4th and 5th, and then I had off 9 with early dismissal. Best decision of my life. I dropped science, and now I'm missing a science credit because I didn't take science senior year. I didn't want to take forensics, so I dropped it. It was a whole big ordeal. Mm-hmm. But no, I took advantage of my free time in high school. I will be honest. I was a frequent flyer in the commons. If we had like a huge sitting area.
Study halls, too. Like, you got to take advantage of the study halls.
Absolutely.
I got to do more of that. I got to like book some study halls last year. An independent project, the study hall, all back-to-back. Yeah,
absolutely. The one thing I will be honest, and one thing I did do was when I was, okay, I can't believe I'm saying this right now. And I know she's going to hear this because there's one teacher on here who has my number who listens to me. When I came back from my injury from dance, I was out of school for 2 months. I had broken my arm and my leg. I used to go to dance and tell her I was going to the bathroom. I was actually in a custodial, in like a practice room that was a custodial closet with Kelsey, I'm not going to say the student because she's still a student there. And I used to be editing and doing stuff for A Man's World while I was supposed to be in dance. But for my disclaimer, I couldn't participate. I had a broken arm. I couldn't move my arm. and I was out on medical. So technically,
that's an excuse.
It is an excuse. And I did come back, and I feel like she knew, but also I somehow passed the class. So that's one thing I did my senior year that I definitely regret, because I think she found out and she was very upset. But, like, you do what you got to do for social media. And she's very supportive. Listen, I love her. My teacher that I had senior year was the best. And I loved her. I made some poor decisions in that class.
Yeah, for the record, like, I don't know if I've ever, like, skipped an entire class. Like, may have been late, but most of the time, what it looks like, me working on my business, is just, you know, emails on the computer when they think I'm doing work.
No,
you know,
I actually... What I mean, I didn't cut her whole entire class. I asked her to go to the bathroom and just took my good old time because I couldn't participate.
Yeah, you could do that too. You say you're going to the bathroom. Yeah,
listen, Northport High School students are listening, don't do what I did. You will get in trouble. I got in trouble and was about to get in trouble, but ended up getting injured and got everything dropped. And I was, I had a free get out of everything pass when I returned. So,
yeah. Yeah, well, most of my working is, like, in the afternoon when I get home from school. What about you? Do you, like, right when you get home, you're, like,
So, when I was at high school, it was during the day when I had free time and then when I got home. Now that I'm a college student, my mornings, I don't start class till 11 in the morning. Mm-hmm. So, I take my mornings to do stuff, and then I'm out of class every day by either 4:30 or 3:30. So, then I take my afternoons to do stuff. I break it up. Like, tonight, I have to go do a photo shoot for my friend. Tomorrow, I have podcasting. I just break it up into whenever and whoever. Mm-hmm. I will be honest. When it comes to guests, I'm a little picky, though. Like, I had this one girl who wanted to be a guest, but she ended up being really rude to me. So I declined her as a guest, and then she blocked me on everything.
Well, you probably don't have that problem getting enough guests.
No, I don't.
So you can screen out people as you will.
The one thing I do is I work with a lot of small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So I do that, too. But, yeah. Thank you, Ashley.
You do social media for small business?
Yeah, I have small businesses on my podcast.
Oh, fun. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Ashley, for coming on. I'm going to link all this up below. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys for Saturday's upload. Also, if you go to Northport High School, don't do what I did. Do not snitch on me, even though I don't go there anymore. I can proudly say that. Yeah, thank you for listening.
Stay tuned for this week's episode. See you guys for Thursday's upload.